Filmmaker Pedro Almodovar has collaborated with actress Penelope Cruz on 7 films in the last 25 years. But getting the latest one made was tricky. Parallel Mothers was filmed entirely during the pandemic. It tells an intimate story about 2 women who give birth the same day. And critic Bob Mondello says it's also about other parallels, political ones.
The film opens with the shutter click of a camera. Janice, played by Penelope Cruz, is a photographer shooting a magazine spread on a forensic anthropologist. As it happens, his work excavating grave sites fits with a project in Janice's hometown. During the Spanish Civil War, fascists executed their opponents, including her great-grandfather, and dumped their bodies in unmarked mass graves. When Franco became dictator, the graves were left untouched for decades. The town now wants them exhumed. She wonders if he'd use his influence to help make that happen.
En las afueras de mi pueblo hay una fosa con 10 cadáveres.
After she explains, he says, yes, though it will take time. Their relationship, however, heats up on the spot, and 9 months later, Janice is in a maternity ward, comforting a teenager who shares her room.
Claro, somos madres solteras.
Both of them, she notes, are single mothers.
El mío fue un accidente, pero estoy tan contenta.
Mine was an accident, but I'm happy, she tells the teen. Anna's accident was a less happy occasion, but later that day, as both women give birth, the joy is shared.
Hola, cariño. Has hecho muy bien. Has hecho muy bien.
Filmmaker Pedro Almodovar makes melodramas, exuberant, colorful. Even this hospital ward has bright hues and invariably filled with unruly passions. In this case, he's hitched the passions to women, to family, and to twist after not-so-twist in a plot that puts both Anna and Janice through several ringers. Cruz has never been more vital. Almodovar seems to free her, as no other director does. Newcomer Milena Smit comes across as wounded but stronger than she realizes, as the Almodovar regulars around her serve up the chaos of life. The title Parallel Mothers is a bit of a red herring. Parallel lines never meet. These mothers converge in all sorts of odd ways. They're mothers, too, including Anna's distant, uninvolved mom, who claims to be apolitical, a dodge that won't fly in a film intent on drawing connections between daughters in cribs and great-grandfathers in graves. Not drawing parallels, just connections, with mothers ever at the center. I'm Bob Mondello.